Hallo zusammen und herzlich willkommen zur 22. Folge unseres Abitur-Podcasts. Ich bin der Olli.
Und ich bin der Sven.
Und wir behandeln heute das Thema Stylistic Devices. Das ist unser drittes Thema in Englisch. Wie immer, wenn ihr Fragen habt oder irgendwie Feedback geben wollt oder uns eine Folge zusenden wollt, uns irgendwie unterstützen wollt, dann schreibt uns eine E-Mail an abitur
mit OU
at gmx.net. Und wenn ihr das PDF runterladen wollt, andere Inhalte haben wollt, dann geht auf unsere Webseite www.abitur
mit OU
.net. Ja, dann starten wir auch mal los, würde ich sagen. Let's switch to English and try to explain some stylistic devices. Maybe Sven can start with a definition of the term stylistic device.
The stylistic devices are means the author of a speech or of a some kind of text may use in order to convince the listener of his message or make the reader or listener remember his speech or his contents better than he would do without that devices. We are concerned with the rhetorical devices today, because we are going to do that with the example of a speech held by Colin Powell, I guess. Yes, Colin Powell. And that's why we focus rather on rhetorical devices than on those ones who are used in written texts.
Yes. Basically, we're going to start with the stylistic devices now and give some general explanations later on. The first point that we have is address of the audience. Of course, everyone knows what that means. It's just making an address to the audience, calling them by their name.
And that is used in order to create a connection or a bridge between the speaker and the audience in order to make them open for what follows. The example in our speech is the beginning, where Powell says, "Mr. President, my fellow ministers," and so on and so forth. The next point we have chosen is the anaphora. That means basically starting two sentences or two parts of sentences with the same word or the same few words.
That is, of course, used to stress the urgency of a certain situation by basically, making them remember it better. It sounds much better if you use an anaphora. And the example in our speech is, we must consider. That was supposed to illustrate three dots in the middle, by the way. The next point that we have is the reference to shared experience. That is, not a real, quote-unquote, stylistic device. However, it's important. It's mentioning a dramatic event which is relevant to both the audience and the speaker.
And its intention is similar to the address of the audience. The author wants to make the connection between him and his audience stronger and make the audience feel, evoke the feeling of solidarity with him, or the other way around, with the audience. In our case, the example from the Colin Powell speech is, "All of your delegations felt the result of that violence," where he refers to the dramatic events on September 11th. The next point we have written down is the choice of words, the semantic field, as it sometimes is called, and the use of powerful words. That means that the author may use strong words in order to underline or stress or intensify a certain event or certain following content.
Well, its purpose is, of course, similar to the purpose of the other events. It's influencing the feelings of the audience about a certain event. So basically, by adding a powerful word, you can stress the how bad something was, for example, or also how good something was. It's just the idea that you strengthen an expression, basically. And the example in our speech is, of course, savage attacks and heartless acts. the next point that we have is euphemism, that is explaining something in milder terms that then it actually happened in order to avoid bad feelings in the audience.
Yeah, as Olli mentioned, the author uses that device in order to either make the audience not really thinking on how bad, for example, something that happened was, or in order to make it possible to talk about something which has a negative connotation. In our speech, Mr. Powell talks of the loss of life is, or the loss of innocence, something like that, instead of mentioning or expressing that people were killed.
Right.
Or that there was a murder. The next point we have in our list is the so-called antithesis. That means opposing two parts of sentences or sentences with a connective. Connected with a connective, such as but or nonetheless or whatever there might be in order to oppose two sentences.
Of course, its function is, again, emphasizing how crucial or important an event is. That is, of course, achieved by merely opposing the two sentences. If you go from cold water to hot water, that's basically the idea that's behind that. The example in our speech is, this was not about a clash of civilization or religion, it was an attack on civilization and religion itself. As you can see, there's no connective there, but still you can see that there's an antithesis. The next point is the repetition. Should be clear to everyone what a repetition is. Repeating a word or a phrase repeatedly, in repetition.
And as we know, people tend to remember words they have heard more often better than those who are mentioned only one time, so the author will ensure that the words he treats as important ones are mentioned several times in order to make the audience remember it. In our example, Powell mentions, for example, several times the word global, as well as there are some other words that are repeated, as you will see. The next device is the metaphor. That is basically using a certain image to make something more visual and more understandable for the audience.
It is, of course, an appeal to the imagination. You have to consider that it makes you think and it makes you understand things easier, because it's basically explaining matters in terms of another event or in terms of something else, so that you can understand it easily. And also, you have to think about it, and if you get thinking, of course, that makes the speech much more effective than if you are just listening to it. Here, our example is financial resources that are the oxygen of terrorist groups, where, of course, the financial resources are basically made oxygen, even though that
is completely impossible.
Yes. The next point is the enumeration. That should be clear as well, listing certain events in a straight series.
Yeah, that is just, as we wrote in the PDF, hammering the facts into the audience's head without any, words that are not necessary, just giving the facts, and in our case, showing what they can do and what they have to do. As Mr. Powell says, move funds, find safe haven, acquire weapons, and move across international borders. That is what the terrorists can do, and that just has to be mentioned as straight as he did in order to make it clear to the audience. The next point is personification. As you should know, that is making a thing, an object, like a person, and treat it or characterize it like you would treat or characterize a person, even though you talk about things or objects.
Of course, that is to evoke sympathy or gain sympathy for the object that is personified. I hope that word is correct. Our example in this speech is the United States is grateful. As you know, the United States is not a person, but really only a person can be grateful. The next point, the second to last, is the alliteration. Alliteration should be known as well. The same starting letters in a series of words. Example is going to come later.
That is used as the enumeration in order to hammer the words into the minds of the audience again. But in that case, it makes it even easier to remind because they all start with the same letter. There's one very famous one from Caesar who said Vini, Vidi, Vici, and in our case, Powell says safety and security. And yeah, the audience is supposed to remember that better. The last point in our list is the rhetorical question, which is asking questions which his answer is obvious and, Oliver is going to give the example.
Yes, basically this means, of course, that you are provoking the audience in a way. It also creates attention, it grabs the attention of your listeners, but also at the same time you imply the conclusions on the listener, maybe also a conclusion that he would not come to by himself. We have a rhetorical question that I don't think is even in our speech, but it's still an example. Is it not our duty to stop the killing of innocent lives? ? That is the indication for a rhetorical question in a speech, because usually a speech is not a concept of asking other people in the audience, since it is a speech. So a question mark should always be an indication for a rhetorical question.
And as you can see from that example, it may be, as all of the other devices as well, may be used to influence the audience, of course, and convince them. Now, when you have to figure out or to find statistic devices in a speech in your exams, it is very important that you not only mention and list the devices mentioned above, just saying, okay, there is a rhetorical question and there is an alliteration, but what you have to do is, will Oliver comment on?
Firstly, you have to consider the general word field that is being used, and try to explain how this could affect the audience. Especially search for specific words that are used in a specific context. For example, when someone is talking about war, then he uses positive aspects if he wants to go to war, because, of course, he needs to make the listeners think that war is not so bad, and that his other points are more important. This is, of course, mostly done with adjectives, points that the speaker agrees with are usually annotated with positive adjectives, while points he disagrees with are usually accompanied by negative adjectives. So look at the adjectives, very important. Look at the adjectives.
Yes.
I can say it one more time. Look at the adjectives.
The adjectives.
Whatever.
Okay, after you've done that and you have investigated the semantic field of words of the speech, then you move to the actual devices we mentioned there. And now it's important that you, again, not only say, okay, line 1, rhetorical question, line 3, alliteration, line 5, enumeration, but you have to think why the author chose exactly that device and what he wants or what the effect of the device is to the audience. So, as we illustrated in the PDF, It's false to say there is a metaphor in line 5, but what you should do is, the metaphor in line 5 connects the speaker to the audience and enables them to understand the message which he is trying to convey more easily. So what you basically did is, you explained why the author chose to use a stylistic device and why he chose to use exactly that one you found.
And also we cannot give you an explanation that applies to all texts. Sometimes the individual stylistic devices have a certain intention in the context that you should mention as well, and not only say generally what they would usually do, so always go with the context.
What we can say is that stylistic devices are in most cases used to influence the audience, and knowing that you can, or at least we hope that you can, deduce the exact meaning from the context of the situation your speech was held in.
Well, yeah. Then in the end we have, in the PDF, we have included an example speech by Colin Powell that we talked about in class. Just if you want, we are not going to read it out loud, just go through it and read it.
We have marked several of the stylistic devices which are in there, and you can, like, as an exercise, try to think of whether you had found them on your own, and if so, you can try to explain what the effect of the respective device is.
So basically, find the devices and figure out which devices they are and try to...
And of course, we left a few out as a test for you.
Well, yeah, of course. Sagen, das war's dann auch schon zu den Stylistic Devices.
Ja, kurz, aber...
Knackig.
Genau.
Alliteration, genau. Zwei dumme Eingedanke mal wieder.
Ja, dann würde ich sagen, wenn es euch ein bisschen gefallen hat und ihr was gelernt habt, dann schon wieder eine Alliteration, dann besucht unsere Homepage unter www.abitur.net oder schreibt eine E-Mail an abitur@gmx.net, und genau dort könnt ihr auch Kritik, Themenwünsche und alles andere, was ihr noch so loswerden möchtet, dann einfach kundtun. Wir nehmen das alles sehr dankend zur Kenntnis, was ihr so schreibt. Ansonsten, wenn es euch gefallen hat, empfehlt uns weiter, macht schön viel Werbung für uns, ladet unseren Flyer runter und pappt ihn überall hin, wo das geht. Und dann sehen wir uns bei der nächsten Folge, würde ich sagen.
Bis zum nächsten Mal.
Tschüss.